Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
I mean, is this about the Nets or is this about the Bucks? What we saw last night. But I'll tell you what, guys. Good morning, both of you.
Morning
it's
to you
also
too there,
about
Danny.
Kevin Durant. Who'd you call me?
Danny.
What? Danny.
Danny.
Yeah, it's just
Danny.
Anything.
Just
you
made
know
up
me.
A name.
Just make up a name.
Just made up a name.
Names out there. Danny.
Yeah, right. Alan.
Well, there's no Danny. But it's Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. I am not Danny. I'm Alan Hott, in for Zubin. And again, I say good morning. So was this about Nets winning by 39 in Game 2? And you heard us talk, we were talking about it yesterday, how important this game was for the Bucks to sort of at least set this tone of, no, this is going to be a series. And it feels like this is the furthest thing from a series.
But I felt like that's why I said what I said yesterday, that if you get out of this thing at 2-0 and you go back there, you up already. You know, because that pressure, you start doubting yourself again.
Yep.
And now the way that they took care of Game 2 was just like, come on, man, y'all not even on the same level with us. I don't care how many free agents you bring in, how many trades you make, how much money you give your alpha dog. We got two dudes that's ridiculous, and we going to carry it. And we got a guy in Blake Griffin that we've rejuvenated in a short period of time that looks like Bunny Hop Griffin from the Clippers. So, you know, I never felt like Milwaukee was in it at all with Brooklyn, just because you got a dude in Kevin Durant over there, man, and y'all know what that is. Jay knows what that is, and you don't have an answer for him. You can play all the chess piece games. Well, if you put Giannis on him and you take away Kyrie, and then he could – it just doesn't matter with that dude. For whatever reason, he's on a mission. You can see it in his eyes. The way he was out there playing, he didn't fear Giannis on the offense or the defensive end of the ball. So it's kind of like, you know what? It's our turn to get this championship and bring it back to Brooklyn, or bring it to Brooklyn.
We'll get to the Bucks in a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I have a lot how I feel about what's happening in Milwaukee. I was on SportsCenter the day Giannis signed his big contract. And I said, if they don't get one, there's going to be major problems in Milwaukee, not only for Coach Bud, but also for Giannis. We'll get there. I've been on the record saying if Kevin Durant wins another world championship and wins another finals MVP, he will be inching towards GOAT conversation. He will be in that conversation. You will have to start talking about it. Yesterday, I also said that he is the greatest scorer, offensive weapon there is in the game of basketball. People love to use the fact that he went to Golden State and teamed up with Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson, even though he got two finals MVPs, two world championships. I can make an argument that they could not win those championships without Kevin Durant being the alpha dog in those clutch moments. People use that to demean his greatness. Last night proved to you how special of a talent he was. When he yanked Giannis from side to side, hit him with the and one on the sideline baseline move, I'll tell you a story real quick. A couple years ago, we're at a holiday party for KD's business, okay? And we're all there. Everybody's hanging out. And I went on TV on Get Up that day and said Giannis was destroying people in the league. And I said, you know what? When I think about Giannis, it's like AD and Kevin Durant had a baby to a degree. Size, length. I'm not saying skill set. I'm just saying the way he played, right? Gave the breakdown. Kevin Durant comes up to me at the club and says, yo, don't you ever compare me to Giannis again. Don't you ever do that. I was like, Kev, what are you talking about? Calm down. First off, I'm talking about scenarios, like stylistically, the way you guys play a little bit, size, length. He's like, nah, don't ever compare that dude to me. Don't do it. I felt that in his voice at that moment, that when this matchup came up, I'm like, oh, this is a proven moment opportunity for Kevin to show everybody he's not on the same page with me. And that's what I felt like we're witnessing last night. Watching the game at home with my daughter and my wife, I'm like, oh, this is that one-on-one matchup he's been waiting all year for, and he showed it to you last night. The fact they're up 2-0, they were up, what, close to 40-plus points one time, Alan?
It was, I believe, 49
points. 49 yeah, points in the playoff game?
At some point, I don't remember what it was, but I had to go click.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It just
– literally.
Yeah,
like, that was one of those where you just knew it was a wrap. The first quarter felt like when they went on that run, it was like 20, 22, 24-6, whatever that run was – that just broke the game open. It was an absolute wrap.
I say it to you again. Don't you ever compare me to that dude.
Yeah.
And you could tell it
he
was
had that look
a long
in his
night.
Eye, right?
You know what kind of look I'm talking about. No, same look he had last night.
You could tell it was going to get out of control because when he was pulling up and hitting, it was the bottom of the net. Mm. Everything was snapped. Right. You had the snap on the net. If you were in the arena, you could hear it. And you could tell right then and there, guy's in the zone. He's in a rhythm. Things are clicking the way it was. Even to the point where Kyrie, I don't remember exactly what quarter it was, but Kyrie went to the cup. And Giannis got it. Giannis grabbed it off to get there, and he did something that was –
It was in and out who just left the defender standing in the mud.
I don't know if it was in and out, out and in. Oh,
it was in and out.
I know he got to the cup so damn fast, and Giannis happened to, because of his length, recover and get back to help. But right then and there, it's just like they ain't got no answers. They just don't. And I know a lot of people said Drew Holiday would give Kyrie some fits and teach him some things because he always plays him well. It's like, man, not right now, not today.
They beat these dudes close to 40 points without James Harden. Yeah. Without that, just let that sink in for a second. Without James Harden, who's had triple doubles this year, 30-point games, double-digit assists, who kind of is the orchestrator, the maestro of this team, he was laughing on the sidelines last night. He was laughing on the sidelines last night.
It was remarkable to watch because the Bucks are a very good team. Like, it's not like this is a scrub team. It's a really good team.
Regular season team.
That's the criticism we gave of them. But where the Nets are right now with Kevin Durant and what Durant's doing, that's the story to me of the first two games and really the first seven games. 32 points, 12 of 18 shooting. You realize he's shooting in the playoffs right now 55-50-91. 55 from the field.
Not 50-40-90. 50-50-90.
I'm greedy. That's not enough for me. Yeah, I need to be 65%.
Now, he's averaging 32 a game. Why does this matter? Because right before his Achilles snapped in the finals.
Yes.
In the playoffs that year, he was averaging 32 points a game in the playoffs. So he picked up right where he left off. And that's why, and we're almost at the, I don't know if you want to call it anniversary, but of the 2 years to the date of when that injury happened for him in the NBA Finals. And Jared Greenberg of TNT thought, you know, I mean, it's a reasonable question to ask. 2 years later, look where you are, right back where you started. KD didn't like the question.
I know you worked your butt off to get to this point, but did you ever think you'd be this good?
Is that a real question? Of course. I mean, what you want me to say to that? Of course
I mean, it's pretty impressive what you've been able to do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But, I mean, that was 2 years ago. I'm looking forward to just getting up tomorrow and going to practice, watching film, and seeing how we can get better. But, you know, I appreciate that. But, you know, that was too long ago.
I'll explain why that's a great question with an even better answer in a second. Kevin Durant's overnight delivery brought to you by USPS. Business is changing, and USPS is changing with it. Find out how at usps.com/newroots. The United States Postal Service priority you. Some people will say, boy, that was a really, you know, that was an arrogant answer. He embarrassed the questioner. Not at all. It was the right question, an even better answer. But you guys as the athletes, is that his mindset of, I never questioned myself? Is that why he answered it that way?
I don't know Kevin personally, so I really can't say. I just know that typically if you ask an athlete that sort of question, that's kind of the answer you're going to get because you're not going to doubt yourself, especially publicly. Mm-hmm. Maybe privately, you're like, man, it'll feel right, whatever the case may be. But from a public perspective, I don't think any great athlete's going to sit there and say, oh, no, you know, I really just felt like this was going to be a long road back. And no, not at all.
They will never reveal that.
Nah, I don't think so.
Jay, worth the wait. The Nets had to wait a long time for him, but clearly at this point, worth the wait.
I mean, what? A lot of people always say you are your thoughts, right? So, I mean, a great athlete like that, you're going to tell yourself, I'm going to come back to the level I was. Do you think it's realistic? Maybe not. But when he did the same move he did last night against Giannis when he got that and one on the jump shot was the same move that he tore his Achilles on when he was playing against Toronto.
Wow.
Same exact move.
Wow.
So that feeling that you have, it's like, yeah, almost don't bring that up right now. Just let me be in this moment. Let me keep cooking without reminding me what was 2 years ago. Let me think about what's going to be moving forward.
Right, yeah, that's a great point, too. You probably didn't want to think about it. But, again, for Jared and all of us who have ever had to ask those questions and you feel like you got embarrassed, you weren't embarrassed.
Great question.
You got a great answer from it. Okay, so coming up, will any Wisconsin stars show up this week? Yeah, there's more to talk about in that market. Yeah. And that's after Jay has this from Granger.
For all the ones who get it done, Granger is always there to help. You see, Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Think about that. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop on by.
For Aaron Rodgers, you either die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain.
When training camp hits, that becomes the point where these two sides have to say, okay, are we going to find a way to make this work? Do we really need to send Aaron Rodgers elsewhere?
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
For the ones who get it done, Granger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
That.
You can't get mad at me for a very innocent question.
No, we'll save it at the top of seven.
You want to save it for top? Are you sure?
Yeah.
For Aaron Rodgers.
I feel like it's going to ruin the rest of the hour now.
No, I'm good.
It puts you in a bad mood. And
no,
all
I'm
was
good.
Was
I'm smiling.
Innocent question.
Do I need to be a mediator between you two?
You might have to.
The sun is really helping me, though.
It's really making the skin pop lately.
Yeah.
I've been noticing that.
Very much so.
You have good skin, though.
But
great
the
skin.
The sun, it just
it's
on
feeds
me.
It with nutrients.
Gives me a certain glow.
Were you out in the sun yesterday?
Yeah, I had to walk to dinner.
You had to walk to dinner?
I had to walk to dinner.
Yeah.
Were you out in the sun yesterday? Well, Alan, you got to understand. Some of us get dark real quick.
Very fast.
Like, I've been out days where I'm like, I walked around like for a couple hours a day. My wife's like, you got tanned? I'm like, I guess.
Yeah, I did.
I got a couple shades.
From the crib to the restaurant back.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Can't you tell?
I think we out here covered up, hats, umbrellas. Like, hey, look.
Just cook me. But I'm good with it because I like it.
You should like it.
Yeah, I like
then you can wear the salmon. You got the good contrast. You know what I mean? Got the good contrast. Thumbs up.
It's so funny.
Yeah, but we'll get back to you. Don't you ever worry.
Oh, I'm not worried.
Right.
Rib pads.
I just need
so disrespectful.
It wasn't disrespectful, and it was.
Come on, man, let's go. Okay. We got Aaron Rodgers.
Right, we've got Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, and this is because yes, the daily Aaron Rodgers. I wonder if he wears rib pads.
I love you guys.
Adam Schefter, our ESPN NFL insider on SportsCenter last night.
Wait, Aaron Rodgers went to the bathroom?
Well, I don't know, but. You knew you
didn't get
know,
a haircut.
Though,
what happened?
Well, today is the mandatory workouts.
Okay,
right, mini camp, and it doesn't seem like Aaron Rodgers is going to show up today. And Adam Schefter said nothing really has changed between the two.
Is he still in Hawaii?
Probably, Schefty.
They've spent the offseason trying to appease him and trying to change his mind to get him to where he is comfortable and wanting to come back to Green Bay, which so far he's been unwilling to do. Now tomorrow is the start of the Packers' mandatory minicamp. And I think the expectation is that Aaron Rodgers will not be there.
All right, so he will not be there. Don't think that's shocking. But that's Straight Talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise, but still needs to be reported because it has been the ongoing question. The bigger story, or maybe the side story to this, guys, is now Green Bay could opt to fine him $93,000 for absences, or they could decide, we'll waive the fine. and, you know, just call it an excused absence. What would be the right thing to do?
Well, first of all, that $93,000, he probably just spent that in 3 days in Hawaii. Getting there, hoteling.
You could make a case he spent it in a day.
You
get a big boat, catered meals.
One night at the hotel.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. The right thing for Green Bay Packers to do, in my opinion, would deal with the situation when it comes up later on. Like, fine him because of the rest of the team, all that sort of stuff. Then once he comes in, somehow his check gets a bump.
How?
We put it back in there.
You reimburse him?
You reimburse him, basically.
What do you call it, a bonus or something?
I don't know.
It's called a make-good.
Instead of having $6,000 and some change, he got his whole $100,000 on his check.
Mm-hmm.
You got to fine him, because if you don't fine him, it, like Adam said in that report, you're trying to appease him. It's like almost like, please, 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 we're going to do it this way. Instead of just sticking to your stance right now, and then once he comes in, you can rescind that fine later on.
I also think that optics are very important in how you negotiate this. And I like Key's strategy about a make good, because if the optic is that you waive him, then all of a sudden to your fan base, it's like, oh, you're just holding out hope. This dude doesn't want to be here. He's going to run all over us. Does it set a precedent for other star players that don't want to be here? But if you set the optic that says, hey, we're going to find you, but then behind closed doors, you're like, look, man, this works out. We got you taken care of. It's $93,000. Not a big thing at all. When you should come back here, everything will be fine.
I believe it's 93 a day, right? Isn't it 93 a day?
50 a day once you 50, start.
Yeah, it's 93 total for the 3
total for the total, mini camp, okay. Yes.
I've been fine in the NFL by all my coaches for the most part.
He said so flippantly.
Not one coach, by all my coaches for the most
part. Right,
93 because
there's
always something that you get fined for, whether it was coming late to a meeting or not wearing the proper equipment or being overweight or whatever you want to call it.
You got fined for being overweight?
Overweight?
Man,
you had those built into your contract?
What kind of fine would that be?
It was 25. I feel like it was like $2,500 per pound per day.
How many pounds were you over?
Only like a couple.
Just like two or three.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happens is you get weighed in every single day, literally the entire team.
Right.
And so you're supposed to be at 215, you're at 217.
Right.
And Bill would take your money.
$5,000.
Yeah. Mm. Whatever. Just like that. And you like, man, come on,
money.
Man. And but what I was going to say is I got all that back.
Yeah.
Mm. It was always, I got it set an example. So I got it. Like I
okay,
got
that's
it.
A little different than this, though, don't it. You think?
No.
Set the example.
No,
when
I
the
can't.
Whole, the whole
I
roster knows
but
what
I
you're
can't
doing.
Take I can't give you $93,000 and you're not showing up. I have to take that from you and then rescind it later on when you decide to finally come in. I got that for you. Don't worry about it.
Is that something you work out with the agent? Like, you kind of tell him ahead of time, like, look, we're going to find him, but you know, if he comes back, we can work this.
You know what this
absolutely.
Is. Exactly.
We got an excuse absence for him when the time comes, but he needs to come in the summer. The problem that I – not a problem. The thing that makes me scratch my head about mini camp versus OTAs in training camp is I'm the starting quarterback with a contract. And I'm holding out of minicamp. People say, well, it's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal. Yes, but I would like to have my starting quarterback in minicamp, even if he was just walking through the building and sitting in the room. I'd like to have him there. He doesn't have to take any reps, but I'd like to have him there.
Just presence.
I'd like to have his presence there. So when your starting quarterback is not there for minicamp, it tells me, chances are he doesn't want to be here because it's not a contract issue. If it was a contract issue and this was Aaron Donald from a couple years ago with the Rams, he's protecting himself from getting on the field and having something go wrong where now he puts that long-term contract in jeopardy. This is not that situation. This is more of a, I don't like you, you don't like me, you're not going to get fired, so I'm not going to come in, I'm going to stay in Hawaii and just – you know, a mystery is what? What is it? What
it's
is
a beautiful mystery.
Yeah, it's a beautiful mystery. That's what this is.
It's about a culture.
You sound just like
culture.
You know. It's about
the
people.
You know who will be at minicamp? Devontae Adams. You know who will be looking at the quarterback like saying, all right, I guess this is your team. I mean, everybody's looking at Jordan Love's now saying, okay.
But see, Devontae Adams should be there.
He should be.
For a couple reasons.
Yeah. Contract.
Contract.
Yep.
I ain't trying to give back $93,000 or whatever it is that they're going to find me.
Yeah.
You know, and he should be there to get some sort of rapport with Blake Bortles.
You just did that, huh?
Wow.
You just did that.
Blake Bortles.
Yeah. Blake Bortles might beat him out.
Yeah. Well, he's got more. Obviously, he's way more experienced and maybe more.
I don't think Blake Bortles is beating him out, but, you know.
It is their opportunity, though, to see what Jordan Love looks like with their.
It's mini camp.
With their. No? Not even a little bit?
Yeah, but Key, it's mini camp, Key, but you know, we are going to analyze everything that Jordan Love does and says.
Yeah.
Everything. So it's an audition.
I can make you a quarterback in mini camp.
I got an arm, though.
All right. Well, the Packers, without their star at their mini camp, that Key said, not a big deal. But is the NBA without too many of their stars in the playoffs at this point? We'll discuss that next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Doncic, for to shoot, Luka drives the broken line, shoots with contact to the foul line, off the rim, the glass, and in.
The attitude this kid brings to the game nightly can strike fear into the heart of the opponent.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Luka Doncic and the Mavericks, though, are out of the playoffs, but maybe it's only just beginning for Luka. You know, it's about time, as we talked about when the series ended, how he's not even the highest paid player on his team. Well, that's gonna
change
come to
quickly,
end pretty quickly. And of course, it needs to. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So, Luka Doncic is expected to be named to the one of the All-NBA teams this year. He had a fantastic
first, season. Second, or third.
It doesn't matter.
They
right?
Might add a fourth.
Yeah, but
he'll be first.
He could be on the first
course.
Team, right?
Yeah.
And in a moment, we'll tell you how he's also on another team that we're putting together. But meanwhile, that would unlock for him the Supermax, because he's already been All-NBA one other time in his career. He had to be two times on your rookie deal, and you were eligible for a Supermax on the team that you have your first deal with. Now, remember, he was drafted by Atlanta but traded on draft night to Dallas, so he does. He is eligible for the Supermax once he's All-NBA. With that, it's a five-year, $201.5 million contract. It begins at $34.7 million, and guys, at the end of it, $49.9 million. Now, is that a bargain? Well, $45.9 million, I'm sorry. $45.9 million, if you think about where this is, according to Bobby Marks, this will be in 2026-27.
Deal. Give it to me. If I'm Mavic, sign it right now. Let's go.
100%, right?
I'm getting a deal for where the cap is going to go.
Yeah. This is based on a $115 million cap for when it begins in 2022-23. So that cap's only going to go up.
That cap's going to look. The one thing we know about live sports events, we found out it during the pandemic, as much as people talked about, oh, ratings are going down.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing people gravitate towards. Look at the new deal the NFL signed, right? I mean, don't say anything. I mean, you're going to start having these astronomical numbers associated around the game. So if you're projecting where the league is going to be in 3 or 4 years from now with the infusion of TV money, whatever it might be, endorsements, it's going to be exponentially higher. You're getting this for a deal right now. This is going to be a deal right now.
If you're Mark, you know if you could call what's going on in sports inflation or what you call it, right? Because it's just like Jay saying, the numbers, those numbers just
well. Anybody talks about ratings, you got to remember ratings for TV or the what we used to be traditional way of people watching TV. That might be down or stagnant, but the consuming of the project
everywhere.
Of the product is going up. Right,
you get it from all sorts.
Our ratings
of
are up on these games. I mean, trust me, from doing NBA countdown, you see it. They're
no one watches.
Exponentially
they're
higher
down
than what they were last year.
This is why people don't watch the NBA. Yeah, it's down, Jay.
We hear a lot of that, but this is also Luka Doncic. This is a guy who's number two behind LeBron only popular jersey in the league.
Face of the NBA.
But let me ask you this.
Face of the NBA.
Dallas can make a lot. Mark Cuban's going to make a lot of money and needs to also figure out how to build a championship
even,
team
even,
around
even
it.
With the 201, he has, I'm sure, a player opt-out somewhere in that five-year deal.
Oh,
right?
I'm sure the last year will be the opt-out year.
And so now he can get
– yes.
When we talk about a bargain, now he comes back in 3-4 years – and extends out, and that last year on the new second deal will be not 45. Stuff will be in the 60s.
I mean, the dude averaged 36 points per game, 10 rebounds. I'm sorry, 10 assists and 9 rebounds on 49% shooting. Now, you can sit up here and tell me that, oh, the ball sticks in his hands and all this stuff, or he doesn't get people involved. Everybody, you know, finds him like a hot pocket when they catch the ball. I do not care. If you watch basketball, if you watch this dude, he is exponentially different. He is rarefied air. He is a superstar.
Will he win a championship in Dallas?
Well, it depends upon how they build around him.
Because Dirk won one, and it took him a while.
Yeah.
And it took Dirk a while to get that championship. Eventually, with the Jet and Jason coming back and all, you know, a couple other pieces around him, the Matrix was there, I think.
Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd.
Think about this,
Sean
though.
Sean Merriman.
On a deal like this.
I mean, Marianne, not Merriman.
It would football. End. He'd be 28 years old. Think about that. Like, you're still in your prime.
You're still in your prime, easily.
So,
think about this. How about this?
Beginning.
Take it even further. How old is CP3? What is CP3 at?
35, 36. Yeah, I just said it on the sports.
Mess around when CP3 is done with this year. Mark this down. Key and I were just – CP3 is going to sign another big deal.
Oh, yeah. I can see it. Well, he still has one more year left.
I think he could opt out of that last year.
Why would you? It's 40-something million.
Because if you opt out, you could pick up 3-4 years on an extension and still average that same money.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Guess. So if you're saying at 28 he'll still be in his prime – if you sign another 4-year deal, it'll be 32.
We can sign a 5-year deal.
Five-year, 33. All right, you want to sign another short-term deal? Yeah.
See, y'all.
And what's he getting off that 45.9 million? What are you getting off that?
Exactly.
Like again, he's got. This is just the beginning. Again, for Mark Cuban, you feel like this is a guy that I will make that money back and then some because of how popular he is, the amount of winning they'll do. That building always sells out. That's a great fan base in Dallas. They love that team. So there's so much here to it. Now, it just seems like. Okay, he gets that all NBA, and the given is Dallas offers it and Luka takes it, and even Luka's not even mincing words about it when he was asked about the potential of the Supermax. Take a listen to this.
Luka, you'll be eligible, assuming the all NBA thing works out, you'll be eligible for the rookie Supermax extension. Is that something you intend on signing? Does that go without saying?
I think you know the answer.
Dealer's choice, Skyler.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I think you know the answer.
I mean,
my man Bill Duffy's about to get paid. Get paid, Bill Duffy.
That's right.
Go get your full percent, Duff. Yeah. Oh, you deserve that.
So Luka should be on an all NBA team. That like I said, we already have that. But we want to put him on a different team. And we're gonna do that on Jay's round ball rankings.
I mean, pretty fast, right?
Jay's Roundball Rankings brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today. Ask 877-ASK-DELL.
So that's right, Dell. That's right, Dell. I am the advisor right now, and I'm giving you my advice on who this scenario is. Right, Alan? So we have the top five players left in the NBA playoffs, correct?
Yes.
Versus top five players who are out of the playoffs.
Who are eliminated.
Who are eliminated. So we're matching up these teams.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's my team of the top five best offensive players in the playoffs that I want on my team. Kevin Durant. Not even a question.
Easy.
You guys agree? Not even a question.
Easy.
55, 50, 90. Okay. Kyrie Irving, James Harden. Just give me the Nets team.
Just the Nets.
Just give me the Nets. Let's just start off with the Nets. That's three players. James Harden, Kyrie, KD. Jokic. I mean, the numbers Jokic put up, he's going to be the MVP this year in the league. I know Key doesn't feel about it. The Eggman is our boy Evan Wilner, we'll call him. Special talent.
And then I go with
Kawhi Leonard. I mean, only averaged 30 points in his last series, shooting 60% from the field. He is the Terminator. That's my starting five of players in the playoffs currently.
It's a pretty damn good
team. So no Giannis.
No Giannis.
No Giannis. Okay, but still, that's a pretty damn good team.
No Giannis right now.
So give me your five who were eliminated in the playoffs.
This is where it got tough. Okay, so I went small ball here. You could put AD on here, but I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Injury prone. I'm not sure yet. LeBron James.
Yeah.
Right? We're all on the same boat about LeBron James.
Of course.
Okay, we just talked about the other player who's about to sign a $200 million extension. LeBron James finally gets a guy that he wants to sign to a signature shoe. Luka Doncic and LeBron James on the same team. It's happening. That's scary. That's scary, especially the way Luka could shoot.
Yep.
Dollar Dame. Dame Dollar. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to call him. He gives you buckets.
Dame time.
All day long. Those three. I got to put this guy on there. He's a Washington Wizard. Led the league in scoring. Bradley Beal.
Oh, yeah.
Bradley, just whatever way you want it, he don't give it to you now. Him playing off Luka and LeBron and Dame. Small ball. Problems. And then on top of that, I got Steph Curry.
The chef.
Mm-hmm. It's small ball. I like small ball. I'm a guard. 6'1.5"
Noticing that. Big man, you know, big man bias.
Yeah. I mean, what you can go, that's it. That's the squad. You tell me who's being that squad.
I don't know, Key. Which one would you take?
So, all the three Nets. In the playoffs, we got LeBron James, Steph Curry, Dame, Bradley Beal, Luka Doncic.
Look at these teams.
In the playoffs, we got Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Giannis. No, Jokic.
Yeah,
don't mess up Jokic. So Jokic.
The graphic is wrong on ESPN, too, but that's all right.
Who am I taking?
Who are you taking?
It's hard to go against
small ball, man.
I'm going to probably take the team that's in the playoffs.
Really?
The three
Nets, Jokic, and
– he say it's hard to go against small ball. That is small ball other than Jokic.
Yeah.
Jokic
is a willing passer.
Think about the willing passers on the team. Harden,
right? And he can knock down three. So you know,
I kind of feel like though that
it's hard for me to turn down the.
But see,
I got Steph and Lillard in the backcourt with Bradley Beal on a wing with LeBron.
But I got
on a wing.
At least one defensive player. On the other team.
LeBron could be your five. LeBron can guard.
Well,
he has
to be your five.
He's the five.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but that's a beat up five. You could beat him up though. Now you're gonna beat him up. I mean, yes, he can do it.
I'm sorry, is Jokic coming out of the paint to guard anybody?
No, Jokic is on the perimeter all day.
I understand that part of it, but I got the claw on defense.
I kind of like this.
And
who's the claw guarding?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Which team are you taking?
Since he shut Luka down in the playoffs?
After he scored
46.
So is it Jay's in the playoffs team of KD, Kyrie, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, and Nikola Jokic? Or is it the out of the playoffs team, the eliminated?
But see, I don't know,
Doncic, LeBron, Steph, Dame, and Beal. Which team are you taking? 888-SAY-ESPN,
888-729-3776.
Yeah, the way Jokic is playing is just different, man. And then it's hard for me to turn down Kawhi. You're watching with Kawhi.
Kawhi is saying anything about Kawhi.
All right, so who are you debating over? KD, Kyrie, James, Kawhi.
I'm debating over
Jokic.
Jokic. Jokic.
Jokic is the MVP this year.
Want me to make your case?
Without even saying MVP?
I like shooters. I like people that can make shots.
Free throws down the stretch.
Jokic can make shots. Not only a great passer, he can make shots.
I need a couple defenders, though. And if I can get Kyrie and I can get Giannis, I got defenders. We know Giannis can't knock down the threes on a consistent basis. He can't shoot from the perimeter on a consistent basis, but he still gives you that inside presence, you know, and he can slide out and play defense. I mean, look, that's just me.
I hear you can have Giannis. I mean, you could make a case where you have AD on the team outside the playoffs.
No, but you said you didn't know anything about his health.
Well, it's questionable. I don't know if he's ready to go. To play. I don't know.
You don't know if he's willing
to go? It's a legit question. What?
No, it is a legit question, but
he's an injured reserve right now.
I didn't know we was factoring in the health.
He's got a red jersey on.
No, but see,
I factor in AD's health, not James Harden's health.
That's
it's
only
applicable when I want. Apparently.
Thing exactly. With me and Jay's list is I would have swapped out Giannis because I just defensively.
Don't like Jokic. Just say it.
No, it's not that.
I hear you talk about Jokic.
I like the way you set it up, and that. But I'm also looking at who's going to play defense. If we need them to.
I'm not worried about defense right now.
I mean, have you watched the playoffs? Nobody's playing defense. Anybody that tries to play defense gets shredded.
Kawhi played defense the other night.
Yeah.
Luka had 45.
Yeah, it wasn't on him, though.
It was on an imaginary offensive player.
That's what they say in analytics. Teams. You know, the analytic boxes, they got.
Best two-way player in the game.
Who he scored on, when Kawhi was on him, how many points and shots he had on Kawhi versus everybody else. They break it down. I'm just doing their job for them.
You know, we haven't talked about Paul George at all. He's so happy right now. Thank you, Kawhi. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kawhi.
He has not shot the ball well at all.
Not bad, though, Jay. It
was a good list, right?
Good
I mean,
list.
You could add Jason Tatum on that list outside
the
playoffs.
Not bad?
Not bad.
That's a hell of a list.
No, I'm just saying, not bad. What do you want me to say? I don't get all hyped like you.
Is there anybody on the out-of-the-playoffs list that you would have put on that I didn't
out
have
on? Out-of-the-playoffs?
Like, would you have Tatum on?
Tatum is a guy.
So if you put Tatum on, who would you take off?
Beal.
You take off Bradley Beal.
Well, here's why. You got enough
points over there,
AD
though, man.
And his injury proneness, right?
Yeah.
Beal.
Okay.
I mean, Tatum gives me a little another
top five scores in the league over there.
Well, offensive players.
Yeah, offense. This really is all
it's offense.
That's
man,
the only
some defense.
If I was going to make a case, that's the case I would make.
But car is built for speed, not comfort.
888 say ESPN. So let's see. Let's go with James in Connecticut to start us off. James, which team you taking?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You got it.
I just want to say you got to go with the starting lineup. You have the big man. Jokic is literally built to have the ball in his hand. If you just fed him the ball right away, had the offense play through him, I don't see how they would be able to stop him with that small ball.
It's too good of a team, right? I completely agree. Let's go. Allen's in Philadelphia would make a change. Go ahead, Al.
Ooh.
Yeah, how you doing?
Let me guess, Joel Embiid.
Since you have the passing.
Joel
Embiid.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, I figured so.
Joe gives you the defense. Joe gives you banging down low.
Is he going to be there?
He's just all around. He can shoot. He shot, 40% from three?
Al, can I ask a question? Did you see Joel in ball screens the other night?
Uh-oh.
Did you see that?
You probably have to explain to him what ball screens.
Well, I don't want to be too inside basketball. So
switching on a screen where you end up on the guard.
Essentially, when Trae Young brings the ball up the court, whoever's guarding him, the big comes up and sets a screen. Joel Embiid has to guard that action.
That's the help.
When the big sets the screen, has to help. And that was a struggle for him. He couldn't get out there.
The mobility, and that's where a lot of bigs are getting exposed with that inability to
mobility,
just,
and it seems like he's gotten a little heavier in the last couple of weeks too.
He
had
a lot
injury.
Bigger.
He
made
injury.
Capella look little,
right?
Didn't he?
I mean, I was looking at him, and I'm like, I know you missed a few games, but like,
you can't do conditioning when it's a leg injury. You can't do conditioning,
but you gonna pack it on like that? At least that's what it looked like. Visually.
We'll get back to the calls on this. 888 say ESPN 888-729-3776, but you know, we do have, speaking of like Steph Curry, a guy that you have on your team, we do have some market madness to get to.
To your city.
All right, so market madness continues, and before we get to today's matchup, yesterday, speaking of Giannis losing to the Nets, how about he loses as well in market madness? Giannis I mean, dominated. Yadi Molina wins 60% of the votes to Giannis's 39% in
60
the one
to
name.
39?
Yeah. Well, 60.5 to 39.5. Yeah. So I should have added the point part.
Told you.
In the One Name Wonders regional final, Yadi moves on, an upset.
But what I tell you, though.
Yeah.
I said, did I say it?
If he loses.
I said, as soon as he loses, that number code just go, whop!
This, we normally get about 2,000, but this one got over 3,000 votes. So a little more, a lot more going on.
You lost.
Both the St. Louis market and Milwaukee, they also really got into it as well.
Milwaukee is going through turbulent times right now.
Yeah.
He coming off a loss, though. There wasn't no way he was getting ready to get him.
So today's market madness, again, at KeyJNZ, you can vote right now on Twitter. We have our Elite Eight matchup in the Titletown Regional Final. Steph Curry and Patrick Kane of the Chicago Blackhawks. Patrick Kane, very popular in Chicago, a huge market. You got 23 hours left to vote. Right now, though, Steph Curry off to a huge lead at 69% of the votes.
He should walk away with it because he's so well-liked.
Everybody likes
him,
right?
Yeah, everybody. Like, that's my man. Like, everybody just like.
Holy moly, does a show on ABC about golf. I mean it's Steph.
Just, yeah, it's Steph.
Aisha, the family, his daughter.
So well-loved. Speaking of the family, he's so well-liked, in fact, that he cost Daryl Morey some money. Huh. This is a wild story. So I guess Steph tweeted or Instagrammed the picture of his brother, Seth, who's playing really well for the Sixers, shooting the ball really well. And Daryl decided to screenshot that, and he just put, join him. And the NBA fined Daryl Morey this. Now, he's the president of basketball operations for the Sixers.
Wait, Daryl Morey's in trouble for a tweet?
Shocking. This has happened before. But he was fined. This is a $75,000 tweet because they considered it tampering.
Come on.
And there it is right there. Join him. Now, what is he saying? He's saying Daryl Morey, remember, was with the Rockets, and he couldn't beat Steph Curry. Right? So if you can't beat him, join him. So he got Seth Curry saying, I couldn't beat a Curry, so I had to join a Curry. Right? The league didn't think that's what you were doing.
Do you think he gave that excuse to them already? He's waiting to do
the appeal process? I don't know.
Because he's not.
That would have been my excuse.
I don't think that he's telling Seth to join the Sixers.
Remember, he was fined $50,000 back in December for a tweet about James Harden as well.
You know what? If I was Daryl Morey, I would say, all right, you know what, Doc? Since you put Danny Green on Trae Young, you pay that fine. You pay that fine for me, and we'll be even, and let's focus on game two.
Man, it is just.
Tonight, actually.
Yeah, no, but that's again. I don't know. I would have argued that one.
Yeah, I'm going to argue that down.
I would argue that money. That's $75,000. That's a lot of money, man. That is definitely.
He's throwing out money here. Like, that's like pocket change. Like, oh, yeah. Aaron Rodgers, $93,000 for 3 days.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, it's been more than a month since we found out that he was unhappy with the Packers. And we found out a way maybe we can resolve it. We'll discuss that next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.